This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil with the AHARS news for the week beginning Sunday the 10th of July 2022. In July, our next RSL lunch will be on the 22nd of July, and the next coffee and chat will be on the 23rd of July. This will not be in the Watchman's House yet. The July General Meeting on the 21st of July will be a talk by Rod Cunningham, VK5UV, about a remote site he is setting up near Clare. The church have found us some storage space at the venue and will be able to store our magazines and libraries at that venue soon. The other stuff we do not need access to at a meeting, Jeff has offered a storage space at his QTH. I'm just waiting for the buck to get keys cut for the two-door cabinet they're making available for us in a room across the passage from the meeting hall. We will need some helpers with a trailer or a utility to help them move the stuff from the shack to Jeff's QTH, but we don't know when this is going to happen. If you can help, please email me. The committee is still sorting out stuff, and so far we've tossed out a lot of rubbish. This process continued on the 2nd of July, and Jim sold more scrap for $58.80. The local National Trust people are still keen to get us to use the Watchman's House in Coromandel Valley, but the ladies who look after the shack site are very keen to keep us there for as long as we can stay there, because it gives them some leverage. I'm hoping we can restart our technical talks at the shack on the four Saturdays soon. I've had some interesting topics suggested in response to my call for speakers at general meetings. One of two of the topics would be more appropriate for a technical session at the shack, as we would need about 2 hours to do them justice. The current outbreaks of COVID make this difficult now, so stay tuned on the broadcasts and the emails and see when we're going to do this. As there are 5 Saturdays in July, we will have a brunch on the 30th of July, starting time 10 a.m, and the price is $5. At this time, I guess it will still be in the old shack site, but if we're tipped out by then, it will be in the Watchman's House, 360 Main Road, Coromandel Valley. Please book your attendance at this event with Pat. patstore@adam.com.au by email. We are going to have a sale at the brunch to dispose of items that we've cleaned out of the shack, so bring some cash on the 30th of July and go home with a bargain or two. The menu for the brunch will be tea and coffee, cereals and fruit, toast and jam, pancakes and syrup, and bacon and eggs. Wishing you all a pleasant week, stay safe, and keep away from COVID. VK5SRP.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group as at Sunday the 10th of July 2022. Last Friday week, at our monthly activity night, we were treated to a demonstration on how to test coaxial cable patch leads in particular, and any length of coaxial cable in general. President Peter, VK5BE, used the club-owned Rig Expert AA1400 and various lengths of cable for this demonstration. Some had a fault. Some had a 50-ohm or a 75-ohm load attached, and using the analyzer's TDR, time domain reflectometer, mode, he was able to show us how the unit could display a fault and its location with very good accuracy. This was using the free software that is available for this and other Rig Expert analyzers, and which greatly simplifies the ability to interpret the results. Club member John, VK5JAB, had brought along his AA30 model, and this was hooked up and demonstrated as well. John also had his mini VNA, and this was connected to a couple of different cables, and the software was downloaded and demonstrated. Although the V&A is a great deal less expensive than the RigExpert AA1400, it performs the same job in a slightly harder to use and interpret way. They cost about $100, but you have to be careful that you buy the right one to get the best results for your money. Peter VK5BE then went on to describe some of the recent work that's been done at Mount Burr between Mount Gambier and Millicent, where some major antenna upgrades have been happening with some of the FM broadcast antennas. It was fascinating to hear of the complexity of the 128 vertical and horizontal dipoles and the clever way in which directional properties are derived from what is essentially an omnidirectional antenna. Peter's very interesting session was followed by a light-hearted look at some of the TikTok sites that have been visited by Andrew VK5MAS. If you are interested in the weird and wonderful, check it out, but be warned, security experts warn of the possible dangers in using this platform. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say, 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello everyone, this is Les, VK5KLD, and as usual, I've got all the news from the Northeast Radio Club. Last Friday night was the general meeting of the Northeast Radio Club, and it was well attended, and there were a couple of lectures on the night. Brian, VK5VI, gave a very well illustrated lecture about the link repeater network that's been set up down in the southeast. He showed us photos of lots of the equipment and some Google maps of the locations of where the repeater sites are and how they connect up to everybody. So this is a very good system and is highly appreciated in the southeast, linking all the different groups together in the various towns down there. So, yeah, thanks very much, Brian, for that very good lecture, and thanks for your efforts in setting up the system and also all those people that assisted you. And I gave an illustrated lecture about my visit down to the Southeast Radio Group Convention on the Queen's Birthday weekend. And, yeah, just had a series of photographs of where I stayed and the hall and some of the homebrew equipment and also the winners of the fox hunt down there. And yes, it was a very good weekend and had a great time and yeah, we'll go down again next year. Now, Friday the 22nd of July will be the Northeast Radio Club Annual General Meeting. And after the business has all been concluded, there will be a light supper of pies and sausage rolls, etc. So get to the meeting room at 7:15 for a 7:30 p.m. start, and we'll have our annual general meeting for 2022. Now, Sir Lunchalot is out and about looking for a suitable venue for the fifth Friday lunch, and that will be on Friday the 29th of July. Now, Sir Lunchalot is keen to find a venue that does a Christmas in July lunch. So that should be very good. Turkey on all the trimmings, we hope. So stay tuned for the fifth Friday lunch venue. And a reminder that the Northeast Radio Club fees are now due. And no doubt you've received an email detailing all the details of paying and that, but if you're a concession member, it's $20 per annum, but if you do an early bird payment by the September meeting, then it's only $15. And yeah, no doubt you've got the details on the email on how to pay, either in person at the club meeting or perhaps at the Wednesday Coffee Club to David, VK5MDF, or by direct debit into the club's bank account. So that's the annual fees, which are now due. Well, that's all for this week. Hope you're all keeping warm and also staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.